37-33, Wichita State in front with 6:17 to play here in quarter number three. Need to update your Shocker wardrobe and fan accessories? Visit the Shocker Store's Coke Arena location at the Souvenir Shop to browse our ever-changing selection of Shocker gear. Open during all home men's and women's basketball games. Find everything you need for every generation of Shocker Nation at the Shocker Store. Each team shooting about 41% from the field here in the second half. So it's been pretty nip and tuck here. Neither team able to get out to more than a 7-point edge in this game. Michael Bust has it on the far side to start this possession for FAU. Ingram against the man-to-man defense picked up by Parr. On the outside, Moore dribbling to her right. Hands it off with 10 seconds. Now fakes the handoff. Dribbles underneath, trying to get by Blow. 10 seconds to shoot. Now down to 5. Pivoting around. Boy, it could be a close to a 5-second call. She fades and misses it short off the glass in the rim. Rebounded by Sissoko. Shocker fans applaud at that great defense. FAU's quality looks have been severely limited here in this second half. Here is Parr. Pulls up just off the elbow in the near wing. Hands it off to Jamison. Jamison looking for the high post to Breon White. Now she'll cross over. Kicks it out. Far side Blow. 10 seconds to shoot. Blow started baseline, but help defense was there. Down to 5. Ball screen set. Jumper. Elbow blocked. It was blocked by Osprey Hase and rebounded underneath by Moore. Here comes FAU. Ingram may have gotten away with a carry right there. Michael Bust a transition 3. Too strong. Rebound. Osprey Hase able to collect it for FAU. Ingram thought about the 3, but here's Perry. She's the only one that's had real sustained success, but it's rolled off. And a foul on the rebound called on Osprey Hase. 6'6 freshman out of Stockholm, Sweden. She's got plenty of things you can't coach that she brings to the party in terms of size. Played at Luleå High School. Gymnasiakola, the Swedish word for it, the best high school for basketball in Sweden, or so FAU's Sports Information Department claims. 37-33, Shockers in front by 4. Here is Jamison on the far side wing. Outside the arc, now dribbling herself into the corner. Into Sissoko, ball knocked away. Power dribble, dribbled it off her shin. And a travel whistle there against Sissoko. And a timeout on the floor for the under 5 break. 4:43 to play, third quarter. Shockers 37, FAU 33. You're listening to Shocker Women's Basketball. Florida Atlantic on a little bit of a drought here. They have missed their last 5 shots. It's a drought over the last 3 minutes and 5 seconds for the Owls and an 8-3 Shocker run in the second half. The Shockers have outscored the Owls 8-3 in the second over the last 5 minutes, 17 seconds to put the Shockers in front 37-33 with 4:43 to play in period number 3. Shocker basketball is brought to you by the Wheat Shot Collective. Help our coaches recruit and retain championship-level talent by becoming a member of the Wheat Shot Collective or by making a tax-deductible donation. Visit WheatShotCollective.com for more details. Wheat Shot Collective is the official collective of Wichita State Athletics, led by former Wichita State volleyball player Emily Hebert. Let's win together. Go Shocks. So it'll be Michael Bust to throw it in here for FAU. The Shockers have shown at times some token full-court pressure against an FAU team that turns it over 15 times per game. That's fifth in the conference in turnovers. A pretty high turnover league is the American. You typically want to be at this time of year under 10 turnovers per game, but top half of the league still turns it over 15-plus. So here is Moore. Oh, big moving screen. Yeah, Hase just decked Solis Blow right there. And that was a point of emphasis from a couple of years ago. You've got to have your feet inside the frame of your shoulders. And she's got pretty big wide shoulders there for the 6'6 European, but not quite that wide. And she just totally decked. Not a dirty play at all, but Blow got her clock cleaned right there. She's up and okay. But the Shockers have the ball back here with 4:20 left to go in the third period, up by 4, 37-33. Shockers' biggest lead of the game is only 6. Here's Sissoko at the elbow. Had a nice game off the bench today. Going to attack off 2 dribbles. Spins into a double team. Layup missed wide left. Rebound through the hands of one Owl, then out of the hands of Michael Bust, and it's going to be back to the Shockers. Here comes Parr. Parr with a shuffle handoff there to White. Around to Jameson. Shot clock reset to 20. Parr wanted it a lot sooner than that. She kind of crumpled to the ground as she did get the pass. 10 to shoot. Jameson to the elbow. Cut off there. Jumper wide from the free throw line. Missed it short. Foul on the rebound. And they're going to get Sissoko for a shove in the back, trying to get by the box out of Osprey-Kase. Osprey-Kase will go back to the bench. Alana Rouser will come back in. The four-year letterman out of Germantown High School. Just a freshman, but already with a big knee brace on. Probably see a couple of football players wearing that in the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Here is Ingram being guarded by KP Parr very tightly. Perry gets rid of it on the outside with a bounce pass. Now here is Moore. Tries to spin past Blow. 10 seconds to shoot. Blow knocked the ball away. Loose on the floor. The Shockers can't come up with it. Moore gets a fresh dribble layup. Missed wide right. And the rebound comes too hard off the glass. And then finally Jameson is able to cover it up for WSU. 3:15 to go here in the third, 37-33 Wichita State. Both teams on a drought now. Neither team has scored in the last 3 minutes. FAU has missed their last 7 shots. Blow trying to end the drought on a three. In and out. Rebound. Grabbed inside by White. Between two owls. Shot stuffed by Rouser. Another Shocker rebound. Jameson with a jab step thought about the three, but now they'll reset the offense. 10 to shoot. Jumper from the elbow. Too strong. And there is Perry to finally end the Shocker threat. And Perry gets bumped about 75 feet away from the basket by Breon White. Jalen Murray will come back in for WSU, in for Jameson. And Princess Anderson is back in the game. Sissoko heads to the bench for her. 37-33 Wichita State. Boy, you feel like the Shockers, they've played such great defense here. As Florida Atlantic has not scored in the last 5:01, they've missed 6 shots in a row, but the Shockers have not taken advantage. They have missed 8 of their last 9 shots. We've been stuck on 37-33 for quite some time. Here is Rouser up top. Now a handoff for Moore. Moore being picked up by Blow on the elbow of the Wood shot. Wanted to get rid of it to Perry, who has not scored since very early in the second half. Could be close to a 5-second call. Shockers don't get it, but under 10 to shoot. Here is Perry underneath. Layup missed badly. Rebounded inside by White. Great defensive possession here for the Shockers. Here comes Parr. Pass is intercepted. They were looking for a lob. It was picked off by Ingram. Now Perry the other way. The runner in and out. But the rebound comes off to FAU. Here comes Ingram. The runner inside. Missed wide right. Another rebound for Rouser. She falls to the deck, and the rebound is out of bounds, and it's off of FAU. Jennifer Sullivan, pretty animated off the bench right there, talking with Jules Gillian. She thought that the Shockers were maybe a little bit too hands-on with that rebound. As one of the players went to the bench, in comes Jasmine Peaks in the meantime for Wichita State. FAU trying to avoid a third straight losing season. They have had losing seasons in 9 of their last 10. Their last winning year, 2013-14. They were 16-14. They have had 12 straight losing conference records. They've never had a winning Conference USA record in a decade in that league. Down the left side, layup is good by Jayla Murray. The Shockers, of course, trying to return to their heyday of 3 straight NCAA tournaments. And now a pickpocket. KP Parr took it away at the midcourt stripe. Back-to-back baskets for the Shockers as they open up an 8-point lead with 90 seconds to go in the third. 41-33. So the drought is now over 6.5 minutes for FAU. Timeout called by Florida Atlantic.